NGAAF. Persons with disabilities, PWDs, have been asked to apply for the National Government Affirmative Action Fund, NGAAF, for economic empowerment and independence. Addressing members of Ganga PWD community-based organization, Tarika Nithi Women Representative Susan Ngugi said her office was ready to prioritize proposals from PWDs since they cannot be compared to other groups in the county. The legislator, speaking during consultative meeting with the group at Igwanjao, in Ganga Ward, reiterated her commitment to representing vulnerable groups in the society by reducing poverty and inequality through the enhanced access to funding for socio-economic empowerment. I represent affirmative action and PWDs are part of those I represent. They can't be compared to other groups. They need to be prioritized and empowered to live independently through access to financial facilities for affirmative groups and support of value addition which are under my office through NGAAF, she said. Ngugi noted that PWDs were missing out on important government programs such as cash transfers and assessment programs, which were being conducted in specific centers in the county. The women rep asked relevant stakeholders to consider taking the services closer to the community to help reach as many persons as possible. Most persons with disabilities miss out on key programs due to their inability to travel to the selected centers in the county, where such programs are run from. During assessment for PWDs, for example, the exercise was run at Chuka, Kiaganguru and Maramanti towns, an exercise which left most PWDs with challenges accessing the locations. The exercise is costly and tiresome. Let relevant stakeholders see to it that they go closer to the people at community level, she said. Ganga Division Assistant County Commissioner, Muhammad Haf, encouraged all PWDs to register with the CBO to access opportunities needed to achieve financial independence and prosperity. He asked the CBO to utilize the funds allocated to it responsibly and uphold integrity and transparency, since the government resources are limited. We have members of our division with disabilities. I urge them to register in groups, which should also be registered with the social office and certified. It is not easy for one person to get access to funding and other programs, but only if they are in functional groups such as this CBO, he said. Frankline Kaburu, the Ganga PWD community-based organization chairperson, hit out at politicians whom he accused of causing disunity and divisions among PWDs, along political lines. The chairman noted that PWDs often lose value to the politicians after elections, where they are seen as less important after being used as a campaign tool. He asked elected leaders to prioritize them in decision-making as well as ensure they are represented in multi-sectoral committees in the county. We have been used to settling political scores and campaign tools for a long time. It is time we say enough is enough since politicians have caused disunity among us. We have been left out in key government programs before and have been misrepresented in important functions in governance. Let us not lose value after elections, he said. The women rep handed the CBO a check worth ₹300,000 for table banking and promised her support in formulating more project proposals for funding.